Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Podcast. This is part two of our introduction to the Foundry, and this time out we're focusing on collaboration. Collaboration is a big part of what the Foundry does, I think. In fact, in the beginning, I really envisioned the Foundry almost as a physical place, but certainly conceptually, as a place where artists would come together and collaborate. And this wasn't just about music. I was actually thinking about graphic artists, writers, even as time went on, video and sort of that aspect as well. I'm a visual artist myself, so I always like the idea of bringing together different media as well as different people. I think that we all benefit from exchanging ideas, and I think that many of the Foundry projects, it really has been a case where the sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. I always mangle sayings. If you come back and listen in the future, I'm sure I'll do it again. But I really feel strongly that we have had that just wonderful experience, and I'll talk a little more about the specifics as I play tracks. We'll begin with what I think is the most basic form of collaboration, two people sitting down and playing together. In this case, the two people are Nathan Kreisberg and me, and we recorded this in 1995 or 96, I don't recall exactly when, and did it as a jam over a percussion track, basically. We did another layer of improvisation afterward, and that's how we ended up with the sort of multiple lines that are going on. We remixed this track a bit in 2002 for the Lost and Found compilation, and that's the version that I'm going to play now. Above the Earth, 2002 mix from ROM. Thank you. and that was Above the Earth from ROM. I think at some future point, Nathan and I will sit down and talk on one of these podcasts a little about our improvisation, the sort of art of the jam that we have practiced on much of the work that we do together. It really has been the basis of a number of the ROM projects, to start with one or two simple ideas and just go from there, sort of wing it. And there are other kinds of collaborations as well, especially working in electronic music or working with digital media. In any case, there are a lot of alternatives to having the artists or composers in a single geographical location or working in real time. One of the most common digital approaches that I've seen is just exchanging files. One of the artists will start, create a track, create the outline for a track or a piece, send the files to the collaborators, they'll do their own work, send them back. And you may exchange the files a number of times before you reach sort of a final track. There are several Foundry projects that use this file exchange method. I'm going to play a track from the Bibimbap compilation, and I'll tell you a little more about how that came together after I play the track. But I'd like to start with a collaboration between Jonathan Hughes and me under my Mollusk alter ego. And this is called Argonautica 4. And this is just, we changed files a couple times before we came to our final edit. And I believe that this appears on the Lost and Found compilation. And after that, I'm going to play a track from the Bibimbap compilation. And that also was based on exchanging files, where all of the collaborators were working with the same pool of sounds, the same original material, and they could do anything they wanted with it as long as they used some of it, and then also add in their own ideas. So first, Jonathan Hughes and Mollusk doing Argonautica 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Forrest Fang with his track Filling the Bowl from the Bibimbap compilation that we put out last year, 2004. That project was an interesting one. I'll start off by saying that bibimbap is a Korean dish composed of rice and vegetables, a meat, if you like, and generally finished with an egg on top. The particular version that I'm most fond of is served in a heated stone bowl so that the ingredients continue to cook after they're served on the table, and you stir it up, you incorporate the egg, and then you put in the red sauce, and it's really, really tasty. And the Archipelago Collective, this sort of group of Bay Area artists that has formed up around Thermal and Siophon, myself, includes Forrest Fang, Ben Swire, Saul Stokes, and Chris DeGier, the other fellows, Chris Cones and Chris Rolls and Earwicker. We often meet at a Korean restaurant, and it's just something that we all like. So we decided to do this compilation around the idea of bibimbap. And bibimbap as practiced authentically is really a means of taking whatever leftovers you have and making them into something really tasty. So we sort of use that same idea of everyone contributing something, some sound file, maybe a track that never quite came together, or pieces of a track that we didn't quite know what to do with, but we really liked. We put them into this common pool, and everyone could use whatever they wanted from this pool. They had to use something from this pool, but they could use whatever they want in whatever way seemed appropriate, and then throw in their own spices and their own, you know, ideas here and there. What's interesting to me is how much the compilation hangs together, given the fact that we weren't all using the same samples and that everyone really did bring something unique to the table. A variation on this file exchange form of collaboration is what Vidna Mana has called recycling. It's not really a remix, it's sort of a restating of material through processing, through adding new material, or taking a new approach to audio ideas that were presented in a piece. The Siophon album Zero Point actually stems from this kind of approach. They took the ATOI Ambient Temple of Imagination album Planetary House Nation and basically broke down the tracks and restated them, remixed them, came up with something that is entirely different, although it owes some of its spirit and idea to its source material. Siophon put together this project with some amazing collaborators, Vidna Mana, Steve Roach, Stephen Kent, Robert Rich, Not Breathing, Thermal. All these people contributed some really fantastic material to these ideas. What I'm going to play now is sort of an outtake from the Zero Point sessions that appeared on the Lost and Found compilation in 2002. This is Siophon and Vidna Mana and an alternate version of Collecting the Spirits. Well, I'd like to play one more track before we close out this episode of Floating Points and talk a little about another form of collaboration that we use to assemble the 360 Degree Project. The starting point here was a story idea that I had had many years back. It was kind of a science fiction epic first encounter sort of bit of nonsense. And I chose just a very small section of that story and divided it into episodes. I wrote little synopses of each episode. And then I sent this out to a variety of artists, including Jonathan Hughes, High Skies, Seophon, Sketch, Thermal, and Kim Cascone, and asked them if they were interested to choose which episode they would like to compose a piece for. What I thought was very interesting is that everyone chose a different episode. No two people selected the same episode. And I took this as a very good sign for where the project was going. And I really thought that each artist captured something that I had seen in each episode just perfectly. And even better, the different episodes, the different pieces just fit together in a just amazing way. And this project still surprises me to this day when I listen to it, how well all of these pieces fit together. And the only real starting point, the only point of collaboration here was that they were all looking at the same texts. And so they had some idea of what the other texts were and how their piece might fit into the overall context, but no one heard anyone else's piece. So you're going to hear the track Zargasso from Sketch. was Sketch with their track Zargasso from the 360 Degree compilation CD. In fact, there's another variation on this idea of collaboration that Jonathan Hughes explored on his Fluidities release, but I'm afraid the details for that will have to wait for another episode. If you liked what you heard here, please visit our website at www.foundrysite.com. That's FOUNDRYSITE. And I hope that you'll join us for future episodes of Floating Points.